It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day many years ago, several members of a college math class were called to the board to work a problem. One young man went up to begin work on the problem, only to make a mistake at the very beginning. Despite the fact that he worked the rest of the problem correctly, he came out with a wrong answer because he had made the mistake at the start. The professor walked to the front of the room after the students had sat down and began going over the problems that the students had worked on. When he came to the one in which the young man had made a mistake at the beginning, he turned to the class and asked a question. How many of you gentlemen are ministerial students? Well, a few hands went up. Gentlemen, he continued, here is a sermon for you. This young man forgot to square at the beginning of the problem, and while the rest of the problem is worked correctly all the way through, he came out with the wrong answer. Now here's the sermon. You leave something undone that you should do at the beginning of life, and the answer will come out wrong at the end of life. Then the professor picked up the eraser from the chalkboard and turned to face the class again. Gentlemen, he said, here is another sermon. He then proceeded to erase the entire problem from the answer working backward. When he came to the place where the mistake had been made, he erased that part, picked up the chalk, and wrote in the correct numbers. Then he turned to the young student and preached his second sermon. Try again, he said. You know, because of the Galilean, that's the way we can approach life. The simple sermon preached by that college professor has been experienced countless times since the carpenter first told his fisherman about the forgiveness of the Creator. It would be an impossible task to find the number of men and women who have come to the end of a problem in life only to find that they had the wrong answer. Then, with heads bowed and ashamed, they heard that grand master of men speak those two words, try again. Another chance, a new start, a clean blackboard. Isn't that one reason he came into our world like he did? To wipe the board clean when we forget to square? Many have experienced that sense of starting again. For them, it opened the doors that seemed shut forever. There are two tragedies involved here. One is that many refuse to admit that they made a mistake. They like to work the problem by their own rules. They accept no other criteria of judgment than their own. And of course, if you never make a mistake, you have no need to correct it. The second tragedy is that those who finally are willing to admit the error fail to let the supreme professor wipe the board clean, correct the error, and say to them, try again. The father knew that humans so many times need another chance. That's one reason he sent his son, so that we could indeed try again.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.